Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. These days, I can log onto my phone and pull up a file that's stored thousands of miles away. It's pretty awesome, but does access to all of this remote data use a lot of energy? We had reporters Yoon-Gi Bang and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Yoon-Gi and Ashley.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
So does it waste energy to have access to lots of data and files on the cloud whenever I need them?
Well, let's back up for a second. In traditional computing, information is stored on hard drives. Local computers manage, process, and communicate information.
But with the invention of remote data storage, all of this can happen at huge data centers.
That's kind of abstract. Can you explain what that actually looks like?
To find out, we talked to
Jimmy Xu, professor of engineering, professor of physics at Brown University.
He says,
think of a building of the size of the Providence Mall with very few windows and filled with racks after racks of computers.
As of 2021, there were nearly 8,000 data centers around the world, and the U.S. is home to about 33% of them.
Traditional data storage, for comparison, could come from the hardware under your desk.
So how much energy do we use on cloud computing?
Well, in 2014, cloud computing and data centers were responsible for an estimated 1.8% of all U.S. electricity consumption.
That doesn't sound so bad.
To put it in perspective, that's equivalent to the carbon dioxide emissions from more than 400,000 tanker trucks full of gasoline.
Okay, well, that's something. If I want to reduce my emissions, should I stick with traditional storage and computing?
Well, even though it takes a fair amount of energy to store things in the cloud, it's a lot less than if we were storing that data traditionally.
Why?
Jimmy says traditional data storage is great when you're actively using it. But after that,
when you close your laptop or put it in your backpack, then the capacity is just sitting there unused. Cloud computing was a solution to such a kind of spare capacity problem.
The great thing about cloud computing is computing capacity never just sits there unused. If you don't need it, someone else somewhere else in the world will use it.
Remote data centers are also well designed from the get-go. Jimmy says a data center is built for efficiency.
Google has data center in Finland because it's colder and they can manage the heat better without using cooling fans and air conditioning.
The equipment is also updated more frequently, taking advantage of new energy-efficient technology, which means those data centers need less energy and emit fewer greenhouse gas emissions.
So, cloud computing actually cuts down on the climate impact of data storage. If recent increases in cloud computing continue, we could prevent about 630 million metric tons of CO2 from entering the atmosphere by 2024.
Wow, that's a huge difference. So storing my data in the cloud is actually better than using my hard drive?
Yeah, and as more of our lives move online, the efficiency of cloud computing will make an even bigger dent in our carbon emissions.
In short, cloud computing makes our computer use more efficient. So feel free to use Google Drive, iCloud, Dropbox, and any other cloud storage option in place of hard drives and traditional storage.
Great. Thanks, Yoon-Gi and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.